Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to your local news briefing. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Checking the weather first, showers with the chance of a thunderstorm across the central coast and central Queensland today. Temperatures reaching a top of 31 degrees and dropping to the low 20s tonight. Here's what we're covering today, Tuesday, November 29. Multiple people charged in relation to Rockhampton car thefts. Calls to ban fast food restaurants near schools. And Mozzie population to grow after recent rainfall. Police in Rockhampton have located and charged multiple people in relation to car thefts across the city. While some of those have gone through court or been dealt with under the Youth Justice Act, police say their investigations are ongoing. Acting Senior Sergeant David Bleachy has thanked the community for its assistance in the lead-up to the arrests.
We've received a lot of information from our members of the community, either via our Facebook pages and the local community groups. However, I just urge that if members of the public do have any information, if they make contact with PoliceLink 000 if it's urgent.
A Queensland academic is calling to ban fast food restaurants from being built within walking distance of schools. It comes as a similar proposal is being put forward in WA, which would reduce the opening hours of unhealthy eateries near schools. University of Southern Queensland's Dr. Althea Ward says governments also need to subsidise fresh fruit and vegetables.
Children have about 25 exposures to fast food advertising per day, and that actually increases to 17 touch points per hour if they're on social media. So we are just bombarding children saying that this is everyday food.
Queensland Health is urging central Queenslanders to be aware of mosquito-borne diseases, with recent rainfall proving to be the perfect breeding ground for mozzies. The most common mosquito-borne disease in the Sunshine State are dengue fever, Ross River virus and Balmer Forest virus. Tropical Public Health Services' Richard Gere says the best way to avoid being bitten is by wearing long-sleeve clothing, particularly at dawn and dusk.
Using mosquito repellent, burning mosquito coils, and also having your mosquito screens on your windows and doors in good repair so that mosquitoes can't come into the house.
Let's take a look at some sport now. It's official. Mackay is home to one of the best BMX riders in the country. Dylan Setcher finished in eighth place in the 11-year-old boys category at the National Championships in Launceston, going head-to-head with more than 40 other riders. Nine other young guns from Mackay made the trip down south for the comp. And the Frenchville Falcons are gradually opening up their lead atop the Rockhampton Cricket Comp, helped along by another win over the weekend. It was a close one, with Cap Coast Buchana coming within 10 runs of victory before losing their final wicket after 39 overs. Meantime, Brothers had a little work chasing the 90-run target put down by the Glen. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion. Thanks for listening. Catch you later for more local news.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.